I'm Steve Potter, and coming up later on Cityscape, Marfa Dialogues St. Louis, which includes 30 days of demolition. But first, the sculptures that fill City Garden in downtown St. Louis were the inspiration for some new original music. It's the first focus of a new project called Commonwealth. Ben Kaplan co-founded Commonwealth with Chris Graybaugh, and he joins us here to explain. Hi, Ben. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
You and Chris are both musicians, which figures pretty prominently into this whole thing. Would you just give us your short bio?
Yeah, I'm what I would call a multidisciplinary artist. And so I work across a bunch of medium, and music is one of them. And it's been a passion of mine since I was a kid.
And Chris?
Chris is a veteran of the St. Louis music scene. He's played in all kinds of bands, Stillwater, Waterloo, and most recently, Magnolia Summer. So he's a dude.
And your band is VOD.
The VOD, yeah.
The VOD. Well, City Garden has really become a really popular destination for both local people and for tourists. It's an outdoor park, an art park, really. It's filled with sculpture of all kinds. So this is your first project, and Ben, you refer to it by its GPS coordinates, so would you explain that?
Yeah, the Commonwealth is a way of making art that's inspired by location, that's inspired by the city. And we take that inspiration, and you can see it here in this particular project. And one of the things that was interesting to us was that it wasn't so much about the name of the place, it was about the location. And so the coordinates, GPS coordinates of the geolocation became the title of that record and will be the titles of the records thus going forward.
So the title is?
Well, the title is, the shorthand of the title is 3890, but the actual title is 38.627. -90.194.
I love it.
So if you copy and pasted that into Google Maps, you'd find your location.
Well, City Garden, we might point out, is not officially connected with your project. So how did you and Chris decide that this is where you wanted to start?
Well, Chris and I have been friends for a long time, about 13, 14 years. And we've had this ongoing conversation about, you know, music and art and film and ideas. And we've collaborated over the years on web projects and films and videos and design and all kinds of things. And so one of the hats that I wear in the world is the founder and the principal for an applied storytelling firm called Act Three. And we had done some work on that City Garden project. And, you know, when you're working on a big creative project, there's lots of ideas that get kind of tossed out. And one of them was this idea. But, you know, like most ideas, they hit the cutting room floor. This was something that we were really excited about. And Chris and I engaged over that and said, hey, you know what? Like, we've been talking about this for a really long time. Let's apply some of the things, some of the concepts, some of the ideas that we've been talking about to this record.
So what you did was you brought together a bunch of artists, something like 20 or close to that. And I guess assign them each a piece of sculpture in City Garden and let them develop some sort of music to highlight that piece.
That's exactly right. So there are a number of really interesting local artists that we engaged to exactly interpret the work. There's a lot of work going the other way. You know, so artists are inspired by music. Visual artists are inspired by music all the time. But it's rare that it goes the flip, the corollary, where musicians are inspired by visual art. And so we wanted to create that kind of dialogue.
And the variety of sound that you have is really interesting. Everything, one might be ambient noise, one might be folk music, one might be electronica.
All of the artists brought something really new and interesting and personal to each one of those interpretations, each one of those soundtracks. You look at the Magnolia Summer tracks are, you know, kind of raw and rock-like. Kevin Buckley's work is very folky and lilting and melodic. Some of the work that Andre Agnos or Rack did was very like new wave and electronic. My work tends to be a bit more ambient and fluid. So yeah, it's like all over the place, really diverse and really exciting to me.
Well, it's interesting how you're going to use this music, too, but we'll talk about that a little bit later. Why don't we start by sampling some of the music, and why don't I just throw out a sculpture, and you can tell me about the sculpture itself. We'll listen to the piece of music and then tell me who did it. All right. So what about a ringed figure?
Ringed figure. It's a Keith Haring sculpture. And so Keith Haring is, you know, in the pantheon of great contemporary artists. And his primary focus was graffiti. And so the track created by Andre Agnos is very much inspired by that feeling of like walking down a New York City street in 1982 and, you know, seeing the graffiti on the walls and you hear the hip hop beats coming out of boom boxes and, you know, there's a little bit of a synthesizer kind of disco beat to it. And I thought that it wasn't necessarily so much about the sculpture, but it was about the man who made the sculpture and the environment in which that sculpture was made.
We're talking about the Commonwealth Project with co-founder Ben Kaplan. They brought together about 20 artists who each created original music to highlight or to reflect a sculpture that they're inspired by in City Garden in downtown St. Louis. Just to contrast that, let's move to another one. There's another piece of sculpture there called Bird.
Bird's kind of a creepy little sculpture by an English artist named Laura Ford. It's this little crow-looking sculpture, but on human boy feet. And so Magnolia Summer was tasked with creating the soundtrack for this, and it's a really heavy-sounding track. And the way they describe it is that it's in the key of metal, is the way they describe it. It's in drop D, and it was wrote collectively by the band while they were jamming.
And Chris Graybaugh, Ben, who co-founded Commonwealth Project with you, was inspired by one of my favorite sculptures down at City Garden. I'm not sure what it's called, but it's like a big series of rings.
230.5 degree arc times 5. Yeah, that's actually one of my favorites as well. It used to sit over by the exchange between 55 and 44 over there, and I loved driving by that. To me, it looks like a big set of antenna. Like something like it's going to bring in some signal from outer space. And Chris and I talked about that quite a bit. And we looked at and listened to the work of an avant-garde composer named John Zorn and his work with his game projects called Cobra specifically. And so Chris went off and created this, which sounds like, you know, communication coming from another planet. It, you know, it has Tibetan drums and horns and tape loops and baritone ukulele and a toy piano and a lawn sprinkler and all kinds of stuff in there.
Earth to Ben, that's what it sounds like to me. Ben Kaplan, so you've had these musicians, they've created musics that have been inspired by particular sculptures at City Garden. How do you plan to use this? Do people walk around with headsets listening? What's your intention?
I think that people could potentially take this musical experience and add it to their experience in the City Garden location, walk around, enjoy the sculptures, enjoy the soundtrack. But I also think that it functions as a document, a musical document, as like any other. You could put it on while you're ironing. You could, you know, while you're washing the dishes, and it functions just as well.
Now people can download this or stream it. And there are other ways they can get it too.
Yeah, yeah. It's available on Bandcamp. It's available via SoundCloud, and you can also check it out on YouTube, where you can actually see the sculptures and the songs married together.
Well, Ben, your group, the VOD, tell me about the piece of sculpture you were inspired by and what you did.
I was inspired by this Fernand Léger sculpture called Femme au Perroquet. And when I was in school, I used to work at a museum called the Frick Collection in New York. And they used to have chamber music concerts in their courtyard. And so as soon as I saw this sculpture, it took me back to that place where I was sitting and listening to this chamber music. And so I set off to write my first chamber music piece. I'd never written anything with strings or with musical charts or anything like that. And so I stretched it a little bit with that and layered a little sample underneath, and that was it.
Training your parakeet to talk. Now, once again, musical. And now,
very nice. Let's do one more. Tell me quickly about Kevin Buckley and what he did.
Kevin Buckley is a prodigy fiddle player. He's really well known for his Celtic work, but he also has a band called Grace Basement, and they make some beautiful, beautiful music. And one of the pieces that I love in this collection is White Gloves Four Wheels, which is inspired by the Jim Dine sculpture.
It's like a Pinocchio-looking sculpture to me, right?
It's very much about Pinocchio, and the interpretation here is really about, like, you know, is Pinocchio celebrating his freedom there? And I think Kevin kind of nails that inner turmoil a little bit.
I have to say, I've liked everything I've heard, and what a great variety. We've been talking to Ben Kaplan, who, along with Chris Graybaugh, co-founded the Commonwealth Project, and their first effort is matching musicians with sculpture at City Garden and producing some of the work that you've just heard. If you'd like more information about how to download or stream it or all the other ways you can access it, go to stlpublicradio.org to the Cityscape page, and we'll have a link to Commonwealth's website. And one final thing, Ben, Art, you started, you've done this thing with City Garden. What's next?
What's next? That's a good question. Well, we've been thinking about a night in St. Louis, a corner somewhere, maybe on the Del Mar Divide, maybe who knows where it is, but looking at CCTV footage, traffic cam footage, and scoring an 8-hour night on the street. We've got a few other things that we're thinking about, but that one seemed the most interesting.
Well, best of luck. It's a lot of fun. I enjoy it.
Thank you. Thank you, Zeke.
That's Ben Kaplan, Commonwealth Project. Next on Cityscape, the Marfa Dialogues. This is St. Louis Public Radio.